and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The man suspected of building a bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 is in U.S. hands. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
His name is Abu Aguila Massoud, a Libyan national. The U.S. had announced charges against him 2 years ago, alleging he played a key role in the destruction of Pan Am Flight 103. That tragedy still stands as the deadliest terror attack on British soil. The Boeing 747 exploded shortly after takeoff from London to New York from a bomb concealed in an audio cassette player in the cargo hold. All 259 passengers and crew died, along with 11 people on the ground.
NASA's Orion capsule safely splashed down off Mexico a few hours ago, concluding a 25-day test flight around the moon. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Now that it's back on Earth, NASA will subject the capsule to a detailed inspection, and if no major problems are found, the agency will press ahead with plans to launch 4 astronauts around the moon in 2024. That flight will set the stage for the first moon landing since the Apollo program in the 2025-26 timeframe.
Not everyone is in favor of the prisoner swap with Russia that brought WNBA star Brittany Griner home. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
There is no doubt that today, not just Vladimir Putin, but all the bad guys, the Iranians, others who hold Americans in detention, see that if you take a celebrity, the chance of getting one of your bad guys back out of American control is greater. And I think for people out there of notoriety, it is more likely they will be taken hostage today, and that is not a good policy.
Watch out for bad weather across parts of the U.S. this week. The Weather Channel's Greg Postol.
Really bad weather moving across the south. We could see tornadoes. Also a blizzard in the northern plains at the same time. Through Tuesday and into Wednesday, the rain moves into the southeast. This is going to be a very impactful system from coast to coast.
Both COVID and flu cases are rapidly rising across the country.
I'm Tom Foti. With winter weather just about here, germs and viruses are spreading. The Centers for Disease Control calls it the worst flu season in 25 years. And that's not all. There's also COVID and RSV. All across the nation, states are reporting rising cases of all three, sometimes accompanied by a strain on hospitals and high demand for medication. In fact, because of the latest COVID increase, there are some new masking suggestions in Los Angeles and in New York, some involving kids, some for people indoors in general. Tom Foti, CBS News.
The markets lost ground Friday to end the trading week. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 24. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, high of 36. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 28. Mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 30s. About an inch of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right, man.
It's a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, we have a new and improved sound in the studio here. It's nice. It's really good.
It is. It
much
is
gooder,
very nice.
I think. Thank you, Corey, for coming in and helping out and restoring a little bit of sanity to this guy's life, and I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. We appreciate. We salute you, Corey, today on this Tuesday afternoon here on Dueling Tangents. You are listening to this fine program across the Civic Media Network. Here in Madison, I'm broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. Brian, tell the people where you're broadcasting from.
Oh, I'm out in Waukesha right now, in the Waukesha Studios at 540 AM, WAUK. Good job, Brian. See, this is why we don't do this. I'm in Waukesha. We're live.
He's on the
in
Shaw.
A lot of different places, including Amory in Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids. I love all of you guys.
Oshkosh and Richland
Wausau
Center.
Chet Holmes in Wausau. Either way, congratulations, everybody, for listening to us, because you're the winners, really. And if you want to join us, give us a call, 844-967-2789. You can also text at that number, 844-96-PARTY.
Can you believe the election was 3 weeks ago already, Brian?
I'm ready for it to happen next week. I know that Halloween's coming up. It's almost there. And the election's right after that. Oh. So, my goodness. The spring election. Yes, that's tomorrow.
No. Well, it feels like it's coming as quickly as tomorrow. Not that fast. But we will be joined by Dan Schaefer at the bottom of the hour as well. Just a little tease for what we've got going here on Dueling Tangents today. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area will be joining us at 2:30. And like Brian said, if you want to join between now and then, 844-967-2789. But you bring up the spring election, Brian, and it's funny you should do so, because that's where today's show begins.
Ah, it's almost like I was in on this.
Was it? Was
it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I don't know if you know, because and I have to ask you, I don't know if this was a leak, a planned leak, or if this was kind of just a slip of the tongue after the interview was wrapping up.
This is what everybody said to me while anybody brought up this particular subject every single time the second it was brought up. So, yes, I've heard this talk before. I am not even remotely surprised.
Well, Charles Benson over at WTMJ in Milwaukee, reporter there was the one that broke this exclusive, because he sat down and had an interview with Judge, is it Doro or Darrow?
How's it spelled again?
D-O-R-O-W.
Doro, I would
Doro?
Say.
So I honestly do not know the pronunciation. I apologize, Judge, if I got it wrong. But she oversaw the Waukesha Christmas Parade trial of Darryl Brooks Jr. And so, as you mentioned, the idea was at least floated throughout that trial that, oh, she may run for this open state Supreme Court seat that is going to be on the ballot for this upcoming spring election. Primary in February, because we already had more than three candidates announced, and the general to be in April. And so she wrapped up an interview yesterday with Charles Benson, and effectively was like, I will have an announcement in the coming days of what my decision will be to run for this office or not. And yeah. Very, very politician speak. Very, I haven't finalized anything. I'm still making my decision. Kind of.
Maybe I'm thinking about it.
Leaving possibly. It open for either.
I don't know if you think it. Maybe you think I should. Tell me I should. Should I?
And so apparently after that interview wrapped up, Charles Benson found out from Darryl's husband that she was, in fact, going to announce that she is running tomorrow. So I don't know, again, if this was a planned leak or if this was just accidental. Oopsies, I shared too much.
Who knows? Sometimes if she's on the fence, somebody close to her can just leak it and then kind of push her one way or the other.
Well, and it's interesting because then Mark Bellin, Righty Whitey Talk Radio, as Michael Crute likes to refer to Mark Bellin as, a host in the Milwaukee area. I don't know if his program airs here in Madison as well, but...
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Right-wing talk radio hosts where...
We know he exists. For the subject matter, we're going to say that he exists.
Yes, where Republicans like to go to break their news, because they're one and the same. Yeah. And he shared the exclusive then on his Twitter feed that Judge Darrow was running. And okay. So it's very, very interesting to see how it was either TMJ4's Charles Benson or Mark Bellin. But one of them, or both of them, got to break the news today, Brian, that there will be a fourth candidate entering the primary field now for next spring state Supreme Court race. And what do you think about this?
Well, two things. One, Protasiewicz has got to be like, come on, because... we've heard about her for a year now.
No, and then, she hasn't been running that long.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like it's been like at least 6 months to a year. My point is that when she announced it was like, that's incredibly early. But you got to.
As Tom Nelson jumping in for 2022 before the 2020 election. But yeah, any candidate that was announcing, all three of the candidates that are already in the race announced before the election day that we had 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but I'm assuming the thought behind it was if I'm going to run for this, I got to. No one knows who Protasiewicz is really, so. You got to build up some name recognition. You got to have time to go out there and, you know, kind of let people know who you are. Because, again, if you look at most elections, especially here in Wisconsin, if people don't really know, they go with what they already do know almost every single time.
That's what Dan Kelly's banking on.
but now you have Doro here. And this is a unique situation here because, one, you really, if you're a judge, you really shouldn't be famous. You really shouldn't be like, you should be famous in, you know, legal circles. You know, they should, oh, that's a judge that leans this way or, you know, that type of, like, people who can and do that type of thing. But again, you should lean, not like, maybe a little bit here or there. But again, judges, like, I would point out Judge Hagedorn, for the most part, as much as possible, trying to straight down the line, because that's what the point is. You're a judge, right? So you don't really want your judges to go and say, I don't know, grab the spotlight or be real famous. But in this case of Judge Doro, I don't think she tried to grab the spotlight in any way, shape, or form. I think she handed herself just like any other judge would in that situation. But because of the, you know, this is a national story.
Yeah.
So she's presenting over a national story that's getting national coverage. And, of course, she's going to be in the spotlight, especially since she had to make the decision to see whether he would stand trial for himself or have to be represented by someone else, or whether he was fit to stand trial by himself, which, again, probably added a couple life sentences to him, because if you are, quote-unquote, legally capable of defending yourself, then probably, you know, are legally, you know,
You're responsible and liable
for what happened. Rather that you can't use the, I'm insane now. Well, if you were insane, you wouldn't be representing yourself.
Exactly.
So that's, other than that, she really, like, she was thrust into the spotlight. So at this point, if you ever thought about doing it, then yeah, you should probably do that now while you're. Because, again, well,
Wisconsin's a unique place, Brian, where we do elect our judges. But there's an interesting balance that takes place then, because, so you reference Brian Hagedorn, a Supreme Court justice, won in the spring of 2019. And
sounds about right.
I believe that was the spring election that Hagedorn was elected in. But he wasn't previously appointed to that position, because that's the other side of the coin here in the state of Wisconsin. Sometimes you get appointed judges, and then in other cases you have where those judges, they were individuals, they were attorneys that ran for that seat. So yes, they may be politically active. They were politically active enough to run, get the signatures, but necessarily not supposed to be partisan. Like, they're nonpartisan races for these elected judges here in Wisconsin, but in recent years they've become hyper partisan. And it's
clearly partisan.
And it's been individuals that have been appointed to these positions that then try to go run for them again. And so it'll be an interesting dynamic, because Brian Hagedorn was not appointed by former Governor Scott Walker. He worked for the Walker administration, but he wasn't appointed. But Dan Kelly was appointed by the former Walker administration. Judge Jennifer Darrow was appointed to her current seat by the Walker administration. And so the difference here between judges or attorneys, because they don't become judges necessarily until they run for it, unless they're appointed, but the difference between somebody running for an open judge seat or being appointed by, say, a hyper-partisan individual, polarizing individual like former Governor Scott Walker, I think is going to make some pretty interesting waves. Maybe not in the primary, but in the general for this race, because we're going to have, there's four candidates already. I floated the idea that I truly believe Michael Gableman was going to get into this race. There's still time for him to do it, but the time is definitely shrunken now that there are four candidates, two conservative candidates, two liberal candidates in the race already. But there could be more candidates to come. It's going to be a very interesting primary for the state Supreme Court race coming up in February. But I think the dynamic between who is appointed and who's running for as an open individual, that can make some differences too.
I think you should take that into account, and I think it should be available and readily available for everyone to know. However, I think more importantly than most races, I think we really should get to know these people and who they are. And then to that end, I think they should really, put on a debate in front of a series of debates, let's say, in front of a larger network of a radio audience, perhaps.
That would be excellent. But, you know, Judge Darrow's announcement for the Mark Ballen Show wasn't the only news made on Righty Whitey Talk Radio earlier today. We've also got a little pity party that's going on, and we're going to get into that and talk about who was on the radio throwing a pity party for themselves on Right Wing Talk Radio here in the state of Wisconsin today.
Was it remote? Because I don't know if he's in Wisconsin.
I believe he was in studio. So, folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to talk about that and have Dan Schaefer join us at 2:30. We'll be right back.
Shame on you.
There's a devilish look in his eyes, and I don't like it.
This is Rascal Flatts. What hurts the most?
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you. Or go to wiscovered.com, paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
You were my sun. You were my earth.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and
this
Brian.
Young man. This young man, not only can he rock a very curly curly haircut, is a very talented young man. I went out to Soldier Field with Amy to go see Jay-Z and JT.
Yeah.
And it was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed the entire thing. And this is no slight on Jay-Z. I'm more just saying, look at Justin Timberlake, because while Justin Timberlake was singing and doing his parts, because they didn't, it wasn't like one was opening for the other. They kind of went back and forth with what they were doing.
That's
which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But Jay-Z took a break while Justin Timberlake was singing. And then when Jay-Z came on, Justin Timberlake grabbed a different instrument every time and played one of them. Or danced, or did something.
He was running 24/7 through it.
He was going the whole way, and it is no slight on Jay-Z. It's more just
wow.
Justin Timberlake is a very talented young man.
Very impressive.
You got to be there for that Disney kids stuff. High expectations.
Speaking of somebody crying, somebody a river, Brian. Yeah. This is pretty much my response to Tim Michaels throwing himself a pity party.
And which is funny because I didn't think he cared.
I 100% put it up there as, okay, it's going to be very similar to how he got his clock cleaned in 2004 and disappeared off the face of Wisconsin politics for a while. It's how he was effectively able, well, not effectively, I guess, because he didn't win, but it's how he was able to run as a quote-unquote outsider. Despite the fact that he had run for statewide office in the past, he had ran for state senate in the past, and he was a major donor to Republicans throughout the Walker administration and since then too, but he ran as an outsider, and he went on right-wing talk radio here in Wisconsin today and talked about how sad he was and how broken up he is that he didn't win, and it's
did he say why?
We're gonna get to that, Brian. But the funniest thing, the first thing that caught my attention, and the reason, because at first I was like, "Oh, Tim Michaels, he's going on right wing talk radio. He's gonna blame something." He didn't go down the former guy's path with, "Oh, it was fraud. So I will give him credit there. He hasn't tried to undermine the election results.
He didn't have the energy.
Yeah, and so we thought he was gonna go off to Connecticut and not really do anything else here in Wisconsin politics for the meantime. But apparently, Brian, the funny thing that caught my attention and why I wanted to talk about this today is Rance Priebus, Tommy Thompson, Paul Ryan, you know, very, very prevalent players in Wisconsin politics right now.
The ones that ran and hid once Trump got their eye. Okay, good. Those
same people were telling Tim Michaels that he should, in the days right before the election, that he should start to focus on a transition because he was going to win. And so...
Yeah, that's good. That's what insider information gets you.
I'm just enjoying it a little bit this morning and today. I enjoy this, and I think the Germans put it very well. And that's all I'm going to say on that one. it's an interesting feeling to see that Tim Michaels has thrown himself a pity party on right-wing talk radio. And the comical part as well, outside of the fact that, you know, he was being told to plan for the transition, was that...
Get ready. You're going to win. Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Yeah, that and the roughly five days before the election.
Really proud of what we've been able to do.
Oh, thank you, Paul Ryan. Thank you. Very proud of it. But roughly 5 days before, and this is according to reporting from Scott Bauer over at the AP, because this interview, Tim Michaels went on Jay Weber's show. And again, conservative talk radio. This is their echo chamber. Probably why they thought they were going to win and then didn't. Because that's the primary. He wasn't talking with the press. He was preventing reporters, including like the New York Times, from going to his campaign events. Very isolated in his candidacy for the governor. But apparently he spoke with former President Donald Trump 5 days before the election, and Trump told him he wasn't coming to the state because Michaels was strong and going to win.
Another insider who knows the game. And the game is, what do you believe today? Do you feel confident? Yeah, you're going to win. Oh, the numbers be damned.
So he blamed the 90% turnout for Democratic Dane County was incredible, creating a, quote, huge, huge hurdle for Republicans to overcome.
So have they done anything to appeal to anyone who lives in Dane County, or have they demonized Dane County?
He patted himself on the back for opening an office in Milwaukee and said that the Republicans made gains in Milwaukee.
Is that factually correct?
I haven't looked at the deep numbers. Maybe,
no, it's not, because it's 11,000 K short of last time.
No, there you go.
11 K short.
There it is.
Of the last time. But totally, they made gains when they lost.
And the other interesting part of this pity party that was thrown on right-wing talk radio, Brian, earlier today, is that Tim Michaels said that he hadn't spoken with Rebecca Clayfish since the primary. And that there are no hard feelings, or Michael says there were hard feelings among some over him beating Clayfish, but that dissipated as the election neared. Did it?
Yeah.
Because she didn't campaign with him, and he encouraged her to run for statewide office again, which is what she said is now her focus in the coming months and years, because she's going back to the shadow campaign, the 1848 Project.
Oh, good. Good.
So
that worked out last time really well.
Yeah.
Good thing you're going back to the same things again. Well, I guess I guess it's all like the Packers for the rest of this year for Tim Michaels. It's only moral victories from here on out, buddy, because nothing's going to happen.
We got some funnier quotes as well.
Some numbers to throw at me, which we may have found out some things.
We're going to get to those and a little bit more and be joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. Coming up next, still taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789.
Michael didn't come over to my house. He's a bachelor.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
At Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City as the Wisconsin Badgers get ready for their second conference game, coming off a win against previously unbeaten Maryland on Tuesday night, 64-59. This is the Big Ten opener for Fran McCaffrey's Hawkeyes, and a busy stretch of games it has been. The Hawks are 7-2. They played Duke late Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden, arrived back home about 4 in the morning on Wednesday, and then had the quick turnaround to take on in-state rival Iowa State, and Iowa blitzed the Cyclones, scoring the first 15 points of that game, and they won handily despite not having Chris Murray, who will be out again today. One of the top players in the Big Ten, one of the top players in the country. They got through the Cyclones without him, and they'll try to move forward here today. As for the Badgers, they as well are 7-2, and they have had six consecutive games go right down to the wire, winning four of those in that stretch. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. We'll hear from Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Brandon Harrison has our Badger notebook tonight. We'll check in with Badgers sophomore guard Chucky Hepburn. And you know, we had a foggy ride from Madison to Iowa City yesterday. When I think fog, I think of our first guest, as always, Jeff Patricus. We'll visit with Mr. Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. All a part of the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage. Every time you shop and dine, turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Build right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We'll hear Jeff's rebuttal and more coming up in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain!
defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the 2023 growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes this afternoon slash tonight down here in Iowa City. We're joined by Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You and Fog, that's pretty candid hand, right?
I don't mind Fog. It's just that when you can't see past the nose of your car, it's kind of hard to drive.
A little disconcerting, yeah. Just hope you don't strike a deer on the way back, that's all.
No, thank you.
This will be a fun one here tonight. I mean, if you're a Badger fan, watching these last six games have been fun slash nerve-wracking. I guess they're about as used to this. You go back to last year, Jeff, and over to this. There's guys who have been in the thick of it both last year and this. I guess you're used to it by now.
You know, and Greg mentioned it after the Marquette game when he said, you know, that he was really beginning to age, although and he was joking, obviously. But the thing that, I mean, you got some guys back from last year's team. You got Wall, you got Crowell, and you got Hepburn. But Klesmet wasn't on the team last year. Jordan Davis, completely different role last year. Connor Esiejen has made plays when the game's been on the line. Different role. Carter Gilmore has helped them out. Again, he helped them out against Maryland the other night. So that's what's impressed me. They're 4-2 in that stretch, but they are getting contributions from different guys who did not have significant roles last year.
Yeah, speaking of which, you know, we'll hear from Greg Gard about that, but the way Carter played, and he's on the floor, you know, because of his defense first, but be able to knock down a couple of shots. In the Marquette game, it was Kamari McGee getting his first points as a Badger. Jordan Davis certainly has chipped in with some timely plays. You have the usual, I guess the quote, usual suspects, but when you have somebody who's maybe not at the top of the scouting report who is chipping in, that's a sign of a good team.
Yeah, and the thing about, like, Esiejen, you know, he's been, I think there's every game but one, he's had at least 2 3-pointers. You know he can score. His defense is getting better, and he's tremendous moving without the basketball. That's one thing. Esiejen, Jordan Davis, Klesmet are all really good at making rim runs when they see an opening, and you got guys like Crowell and Wall to feed them. Jordan Davis is a guy, one thing that's impressive about him, the Marquette game, throws up an air ball, hits the board, next shot he takes, he drains it in overtime. He'll have a quiet game, but then he'll come back and have a strong game. It, for whatever reason, he's able to move past a rough stretch in a game or a rough game and come back and play better the next time.
Speaking of strong games, how about Iowa's effort against Iowa State without Chris Murray, who's not going to be available tonight? Who knows how long they're going to keep him down. He continues to be in a boot here tonight. But that's impressive. I know we see it a lot when you lose a key player. In the short term, you can rise up. But they have a few guys who've been around the block a little bit, none other than, you know, Connor McCaffrey, and is taking advantage of the sixth year. But they have some guys who have gotten considerably better in their time.
Yeah, there were some good games on that night, and I turned that one on, flipping, and it was 20-2, and I immediately flipped right out of it.
It was a blitz.
I mean, Tony Perkins, I think this goes back to last year, when they inserted him into the lineup, I think their record starting lineup, I believe they're like 17-4 since then.
Yeah.
He's not a great outside shooter, but he's given them defense, toughness, and you've got enough guys on this team that can put the ball in the basket so he can distribute. It'll be interesting because Wisconsin is one of the better teams defensively. Iowa scores at a higher rate than any team in the Big Ten. Which team controls that today?
Yeah, Hawkeyes averaging better than 82 points per game. The Badgers allowing just a touch fewer than 60 per game. By the way, a halftime score, Maryland and Tennessee, Vols 34, Terps 17. Jeff, the Terps have 3 feet field goals and 10 turnovers. That's not good.
Actually, they've cut the lead. I think it was 24 at one point. So they're back with it. Yeah, I think they were shooting 10% at one point and even worse than that from three-point range. Didn't watch the game, so I don't know if they were taking bad shots or just missing. But, you know, we saw that Maryland team the other night. That's a team that's got some talent.
Yes.
Now, their point guard was struggling today. And so he was either 2 for 10 or something like that. So if he's having a bad game, that really affects them.
Yeah, this just in, and this is probably as much to media who cover college basketball, much more so than fans. This just in, really good teams can have really bad nights. It doesn't mean they're a bad team. That's just how this works, right? We've seen it really, you know, pretty much all across the country already, haven't we?
Plus, you got to remember, Tennessee's a good team. Wisconsin lost to Kansas, would have played them in the battle for Atlantis. Tennessee beat Kansas. So that's a really nice, talented team he's got down there.
All right, be safe driving back.
You too, man.
We'll do our best. That's Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Tackle any project with our variety of Craig Woodworking solutions at Menards. From joining to cutting to cabinet hardware installation, Craig has the tools you need. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig is easy to use and sets up fast. Its GripMax anti-slip technology holds material in place to prevent shift while drilling. Whether you're a beginner DIYer or a professional woodworker, Craig has the tools to help you with any task. Save big money on Craig products now at Menards. Four seasons greetings to you all from Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
The Rewards pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Iowa here this afternoon at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Time to check in with Our Badgers spotlight guest, Chucky Hepburn. He's been on a roll of late, 16 of 27 from the three-point line over his last four games, 48% from three so far this season, averaging 12.5 points a game and nearly four rebounds, 2.5 assists. Asked him about all those close games the Badgers are in, six in a row, decided by 5 points or fewer. Saying, Chucky, you expecting a close game pretty much every night from now on?
Every game is a battle for us. We know that going into the game. We don't take no teams lightly. We've got to take it to them serious. We got to approach the game serious too. So we just try to do our best. You know, sometimes like on Tuesday night, we probably should have made a lot more free throws. Probably would have saved us a little heart attack, especially Coach. He's getting a little older now. So yeah,
it is one of those deals where it is like last year all over again. Now you've played in pressure games in high school, right? State championship settings. Fans who watch it get nervous. I'm sure the coaches, when you're in the midst of it all, are nerves ever a part of it, or you just go play?
Yeah, we just go play. Especially, that's the thing I like about this team. You know, they just play. They don't get nervous. They don't get sped up. And they just calm down, play, just take some deep breaths, and we just locked in.
Give us your perspective of this team, how it's grown from when you guys were together before you went to France, learning to play off of one another. How far have you guys come from the summer to where you are now?
For sure, absolutely. You know, one of the persons I could say that really took a big stride was Connor Sejan. He's definitely gotten a lot tougher, and that's something I love from him. We all knew that if he wanted to play, he's going to have to show that toughness. And, you know, him doing that on the court kind of inspires us all to go out and play like that. So, you know, when everybody's doing their core, you know, it just makes us a tougher team to beat.
I always, too, people talk about the defensive end. I'm sure I asked you this last year as a freshman. I tend to ask a lot of freshmen this because they see the scoring ability, the adjustments that you need to make. In most cases, from high school to college, is that still the biggest challenge? Did you find that last year, just understanding what's required by the coaches?
Yeah,
of the defensive
absolutely.
End?
You know, something that that wasn't a big problem in high school was getting over screens, because you know I was going against like 6'4", 6'5" bigs, but now it's like last year it was set with Kofi Coburn, and like oh my gosh! So you know that was probably one of the biggest adjustments that I had to make, was fighting through screens and still learning. You know, it's still a big process, and you know, I'm gonna take it day by day.
I would think too, in your case, you're stronger than you were a year ago, and Connor will be stronger next year than he is. That's a big part of this too, just the weight room, the stuff that maybe isn't glamorous at all, but it's critical, that allows you to be able to do things you need to do out here.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's our first mindset is when we first came to onto campus in the summer. You know, we take the weight room serious in the summer more than we do in the season, so that we're our bodies prepared for the season.
It's a heck of a stretch. I've talked to some of your teammates about it. I mean, the three games in the Bahamas, and then you get the ACC Challenge, Big Ten ACC Challenge, Wake Forest. You get Marquette, two Big Ten games. Is there, I mean, that's why you're here, right? I mean, but most cases there might, you might have a program that's not as good as the stretch that you've played in. Is that's why you're here? I mean, is it fun? Would you like, man, it's like one tough game after another?
Absolutely. No, that's what you come here. You know, something that you've always dreamed of as a kid, playing in the big stages and playing against high-level teams like that. So, you know we definitely take every game seriously, but we definitely love the better, more challenging games.
Do you remember, I'm going to ask Connor Sejan this question too, like you're welcome to the Big Ten moment. You kind of alluded to it with fighting over screens, but did you run into some haymaker screen? Was it Kofi, somebody else?
Yeah, like, it's fun.
Yeah, I'm in college now.
It's funny you asked that. Me and Tyler were just talking about that practice last week. You know, the very first game, Big Ten game last year, was against Indiana, and Xavier Johnson was just handing it to me. You know, I wasn't expecting that. And then I picked up two early fouls, and I had to sit down. And then I was just in my head a lot that night. So, you know, that was definitely a wake-up call to me.
And that is Badgers sophomore guard Chucky Hepburn. He has been on a roll both ends of the floor, but especially the offensive end here in recent games. And that is today's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. We'll take a break. Coming up next, our Badger Notebook with Brandon Harrison as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
With our Badger Rewards pregame show as the Badgers get ready for conference game number 2 against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Time now for our Badger Notebook, and I believe making his season debut here
season
today.
Season debut.
Brandon,
here we go.
Brandon Harrison with an incredibly high winning percentage through the years. So, yeah, he steps in here tonight for our Notebook. And, Brandon, one of the things we like to do from time to time during the course of the Badger season is, you know, get fans caught up on what some guys who shined as Badgers, what they're doing professionally. And there are a lot of them out there earning some pretty good paychecks these days, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's kind of fitting because we caught up with Jordan Taylor recently when we were at Marquette. He and another Badger were there as well, and they took a photo with Chucky Hepburn on the court and kind of caught up. And talking with Jordan Taylor was interesting to find out he's actually going to be headed to London now, and he's going to be playing with the London Lions and joining a former Badger in Sam Decker. So kind of a cool opportunity for two Badgers to cross paths and play professionally a little bit. But yeah, thought we'd hop around and kind of update fans on what Badgers are up to and what's going on. And you can start in the NBA with obviously recent Johnny Davis, who was drafted in the lottery of this last year's NBA draft. He's kind of bouncing back and forth a little bit right now between the G League and the active roster for the Washington Wizards. Working his way in, Washington's got a very veteran roster, so he's kind of trying to earn his keep, crack the rotation a little bit, and earn some playing time. But he's earned considerable playing time in the G League with the Capital City Go-Go. And Washington's head coach, Wes Unseld Jr., was talking about how it's really been good for Johnny. Game's slowing down a little bit. He's gaining some confidence. He's played 9 games with the Capital City Go-Go. He's averaging almost 13 points a game, 4 rebounds. He's played 8 games with the Wizards in NBA action and averaging around 6 minutes a game there. So again, kind of finding his footing and getting going a little bit. A couple other guys, Micah Potter, heading into this season, signed a 2-way contract with the Utah Jazz. He's been playing with their G League team in Salt Lake City. He's averaging 11 points, 4 boards, 3 assists per game. And then lastly, Frank Kaminsky, who's been hanging on and playing for quite a while. And I know we were talking off air about being a journeyman in the NBA, has a bad reputation, but sorry, the 8th season now for Frank Kaminsky, and he's hanging in there doing well, drafted by the Hornets, played with the Suns for a little bit, and now he's with the Atlanta Hawks, so he's been hanging in there.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. I mean, you're right about that with that term. That term could be a negative. Like, people who know say, really? You've been in the league that many years? Good for you, young man. That means you have a lot of money that you have earned over the course of time. A couple other guys, you had Vito, you got Nate Reavers, those guys?
Yeah, we can bounce around the globe a little bit and kind of update some fans. But yeah, Nigel Hayes Davis, as he goes by now, is playing professionally in Turkey currently. His team is first place in the EuroLeague. He was recently MVP of a game at 22 points, 5 rebounds. He's averaging 12 points, 4 rebounds a game. They've played about 10 games in their season. Looks like he's doing really well. Vito Brown is also playing professionally in Turkey. He's in the Basketball Champions League. They've got about 2 games left in their regular season. Looks like Vito's having a really strong season as well. 12 points, 6 boards a game, so it's been fun. I know he was playing for the Lakers in Summer League a little bit, trying to crack his way into the NBA as well. Nate Reavers, yep, he's in his second season now. He's playing in Italy currently for Reggio Emilia. Excuse me if I mispronounce some of these names. But
that works for me. That sounds good to me.
It was his first season with them. He's averaging around 11 points a game. Ethan Happ is currently playing in Spain. Typical Ethan Happ fashion, he's averaging 12 points a game, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, stuff in the stat sheets, doing Ethan Happ things. Sam Decker, as we talked about at the top, playing in London with the London Lions, doing really well there. Ryan Evans still playing. He's in Denmark right now, playing for the Bakken Bears. Dimitri Trice, in his second season professionally, he's in Hungary currently playing. Looked like he had a really strong game the other day. MVP honors, 22 points. And last but not least, Brad Davison, who is no longer in Wisconsin and now currently playing professionally. He talked all the time about how he's, this is my last year collegiate, I'm done, I'm going to focus on coaching. Competitive juice has still got, you know, they're still pumping for him. So, fun opportunity. He's in Lithuania with his now wife, Tyra. They're both actually playing over there. So, yes, kind of a cool opportunity for them to continue playing the game as long as they can, play professionally, and explore a different part of the world together.
It's going to be weird in this game today. No Brad Davison, no Jordan Bohannon. So, there has to be like a ceremonial boo fest or something that would go on. So
I think Iowa fans will be okay not seeing Brad Davison.
Yeah, a little
there.
Bit. Yeah, they both left here with championship rings. Brad with a couple of them. And then, obviously, Jordan Bohannon in Iowa, one of the Big Ten tournament last March. Appreciate the update. And we'll circle back on this as the season goes along. But that's a pretty good list of Badgers who are making some pretty good cash playing professionally. So appreciate your time, as always. That is Brandon Harrison. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Sunday afternoon slash early evening Big Ten basketball tonight as Wisconsin takes on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Both teams 7-2 overall. The Badgers with one Big Ten game under their belt. A five-point win against Maryland. This is the conference opener for the Hawkeyes. They're coming off a rousing win on Thursday against in-state rival Iowa State. That represented the 500th win in the coaching career of Fran McCaffrey. This is his 13th year in Iowa City, and he's trying to win his 250th game as the Hawkeyes coach here tonight. Badgers like to have something to say about that. 7-2 Wisconsin, 7-2 Iowa here today in Iowa City. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Devil.